so poignant," said Varys. "And yet it is truly said that blood runs truer than oaths. She reminds me of the mother, not the father," Lord Petyr Baelish said quietly. "Look at her. The hair, the eyes. She is the very image of Cat at the same age." The Queen looked at her, troubled, and yet Sansa could see kindness in her clear green eyes. "Child," she said, "if I could truly believe that you were not like your father, why, nothing should please me more than to see you wed to my Joffrey. I know he loves you with all his heart." She sighed. "And yet I fear that Lord Varys and the Grand Maester have the right of it. The blood will tell. I have only to remember how your sister set her wolf on my son." "I'm not like Arya," Sansa blurted. "She has the traitor's blood, not me. I'm good. Ask Septa Mordaunt, she'll tell you. I only want to be Joffrey's loyal and loving wife." She felt the weight of Cersei's eyes as the Queen studied her face. "I believe you mean it, child." She turned to face the others. "My lords, it seems to me that if the rest of her kin were to remain loyal in this terrible time, that would go a long way toward laying our fears to rest." The Grand Maester Pycelle stroked his huge soft beard, his wide brow furrowed in thought.
"Lord Eddard has three sons,"